Radio. You are now walking with Christina and Yoda, bitch. Doom, 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 doom. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to that blessed and highly flavored podcast. It's only because a nigga bless.
Welcome back to Back on Couch Reviews. I'm your host, Christina. We are back for a late podcast on Mandalorian Season 1, Episode 2, The Child. Written by Jon Favreau and directed by, really try this, Rick Famuyiwa. Yep, that's what we're going with. He worked on Brown Sugar and Dope. This episode premiered November 15th of 2019, and I gave this rating a 9.4 out of 10. I really liked it from start to end. I love the fight scenes. I love the cinematography in this show. They do a really great job of that. And it was nice to get the reveal of what makes Baby Yoda special. I didn't think we were going to get that until maybe the 8th episode, but they bust that shit out right quick. And I was really excited about this. This also gave me a lot of utero feelings. So I invested that into some Mandalorian merch, mostly of Baby Yoda. So that should be coming soon. I will post pics on Twitter once it has been received. As stated before, this is a little late. I was going to do it on Monday, but then I fell asleep more like past the hell out. Then I was going to do it yesterday, and I decided I was tired of looking at my fro and decided to press out my hair, but then I got distracted because we decided to chat bomb Florida men, which was hysterical and fun, and not as bad as I thought it was going to be. And then I got caught up in some chat conversation. So there we go. That's my life. I was pressing out my hair for 5 hours. It never takes me. It's like a 45-minute job. But back into this episode, Mando and Baby Yoda, they're doing some traveling. I need me a type of stroller like that. That one I can control by whatever he and linked up. What do you wouldn't even want? He impaired up the stroller to his control pad that he got on his arm. I just know I need me one like that. That would have been very efficient for me as a parent. And I think that they should work on this in the future. We don't need to clone people. Just make tech like this that would make us all very happier. They are being followed by some little creatures that reminded me a lot of those little baby raptors in Jurassic Park. So I was looking horrified, but Baby Yoda saw it, or them, and had a whole different reaction. But then I remember this is PG, and I'm sure they're not about to, it's not gonna go down. What was those little creature dinos called? With a little girl, she was like, I don't think it's just roast beef. Well, didn't bring enough for everybody. She got toe up. They are then ambushed by some additional bounty hunters with a tracking device, it seems. Is the tracking device attached to the stroller? Because he didn't seem like he did anything to... Maybe he disabled it. And I didn't understand. What I really loved about the first, 10 minutes of this episode, it was no dialogue. That was actually really powerful. It told a story without needing to add words. And Bando is not someone who needs to talk all the time. Plus, nobody gonna take through that. Like, when you're a parent... There are times you talk to your child, but there are also times where you're like, oh, I'm stressed. I gotta make sure. I got other things on my mind. He's trying to protect them. I did love the fight. They had some whoop ass on there. And Baby Yoda was very happily watching his daddy put in that work. Mando gets a little injured. He's trying to stitch himself up. He keeps pausing, and Baby Yoda is watching him do this, and twice he jumps out of his little nursery crib to try to use the force on his wound, but Mando don't understand. He's like, you want to play right now? No, it's bedtime. You see the sun going down? The second time, he just put him and shut that thing like, now get your ass back to bed. It's sleepy time. You gotta go to sleep. I ain't even gotta say nothing. You want to sleep. They make it back to his ship. But once they get there, man, the fucking little gangster thieves that are known as, wait, I have that written down. I should know them by heart because I always like these little cute little monsters because they're, you know, they out here trying to make a living. Jawa? Is that the correct? I believe so. Yeah, gangster ass thieves, they stripping down his vehicle for parts, and this all of a sudden turned into Grand Theft Auto, Mandalorian style, as Baby Yoda perks up with excitement when he sees it's about to be a fight. Okay, let's get it, bitch, let's get it. I love the Mandalorian's weapon. It's very versatile. He then jumps on the damn ship, and I was like, no, 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 parenting goes. But no, it follows. So I was like, man, I really need that stroller. And he tries everything to the Jawas try everything to dislodge him. They're throwing shit at him. They're trying to cut the rope. Or they eventually did cut the rope. They are conspiring to get this guy off their ship. But he makes it all the way to the top, only to be met with a crap ton of stun guns. And down Mando goes. That felt like the longest walk back to the ship. Because he doesn't say anything, but you can feel it. It's just like, everybody hurts sometimes. Ship don't work. Like, damn it. Then he goes to see my favorite character. I'm glad we're seeing again. What was his name? Because I keep calling him I Have Spoken. I think it's Ergonaut. And he is like, I thought you was dead. He's like, no, but the Jawa stole the parts to my ship and destroyed it. So now I'm stranded here. And he says, well, you know, they don't actually destroy, they steal. And he also watches as Baby Yoda is chasing some frog creature around and then puts it in his mouth. And dad voice comes in, spit that out. But he already slurped that thing down, burps and laughs. Like, I own the pants in this house, dad. I do. So cute though. But he says Ergonaut that is, we're gonna go trade, barter with the Jawas. He's like, they're my parts. We gonna figure something out. You want your shit back or you don't. I have spoken. Okay? When I say those words, that's what we're gonna do. I love the vehicle pulling scene. I just thought it was badass. Very elegant. One creature pulling the ramp. Just the way the light and the rain. It's just super cool. They reach the Jawas who need Mando to leave his blaster and his rifle. He says, I'm a Mandalorian. Me having this rifle is part of my religion. Then they sit to discuss business. First, they want the Beskar armor. Mando's like, nope. Then they're like, well, what about that kid? Get the fuck away from the kid. Jesus Christ. What? Can y'all come up with something rational? Because, yeah, even Ergonaut's like, a Mandalorian can't live without their armor. Come on now. So they conspire and whisper amongst themselves. And they says, okay, well, you can get us the egg. And even Ergonaut looks dismayed. Like, oh, this egg. Like, why? They also drag Mando for talking Jawa like shit. Because he tried to say some words to him. He's like, oh, was that supposed to be our language? Because it sounds terrible. They then drive him to where the egg lies, which is in a cave. He gets outside of that cave and puts his masculinity on, getting all locked and loaded.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. A real gangster-ass nigga plays his cards right. A real gangster-ass nigga never runs his fucking mouth because real gangster-ass niggas don't start fights.
I typically dislike cave scenes, but I thought this one was really well done because usually you can't see nothing. But the way that they followed only the light and not the perspective of the actor is how you effectively do a cave scene. If you're just following the characters, you're just seeing shadows and you're like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be seeing. And it gave that huge surprise when the eyeball opens. You're just like, oh! And then Mando is immediately tossed around like a piece of paper in the wind as Baby Yoda looks on horrified. Oh, halfway there, rhinoceros looking beast is called a mudhorn, and it puts in work on Mando. It proceeds to drag his ass all through the damn mud, despite all attempts to fight back.
Look how they mess with my boy.
That last hit dazed the hell out of him, and he was definitely confused, but he stood his ground. He even moved Baby Yoda out the way to make sure the rhinoceros didn't come after him, Mudhorn. And he's got his little knife, and he's like, I go down with this shit, man. I'm a warrior. I'm a beast. I use all the weapons at my disposal. But he also was looking shaky as hell. And at that moment, Yoda uses his power to lift the Mudhorn until he passes out, allowing Mando to kill it. That little baby knife killed that big ass fucking animal creature. And it had the audacity to have his tongue out. I'm like, that didn't even look like it pierced. Okay, I'm gonna let you have that. I'm just going to allow you to have that. And that's when Mando looks over like, what the hell is this little thing here? It says it's supposed to be a child, but that was not a childlike ability. Urganai apparently had more faith than the Jawas because they're ready to leave. Like, nah, he ain't back yet. He did. When Mando says, I've come, I've gotten your egg. He says, I'm surprised, Urganai, that you stayed. He says, I'm surprised it took you so damn long. He then gives the eggs to the Jawas, who disgustingly eat it in exchange for his parts. Both don't understand what happened to Baby Yoda, only that he is still sleeping very soundly, even though Mando tries to wake him a few times. They get back to the ship. Mando thinks it's going to take days and a yard to repair this, but Urganai's already unpacking, talking about, well, you know, it will go faster if you help. He is the most optimistic person. I need him in my life. And in no time, by daybreak, the ship is up and running. He is ready to blast off. Mando first offers Urganai, like, let me give you a portion of the reward. He's like, I can't do that. You're my guest. This is my hospitality. He's like, well, you know, I can use an employee on the ship. I pay well. He's like, nah, I've worked a life of servitude to be free. It's like, all I need is your thanks because you brought peace to my valley and that's all I ever wanted. He's just like the nicest person. Why don't we have people like this in the universe? I'm sure there are really nice people, but he's just the best. He's like, I know everybody. I know the lay of the land. Even the Jawas. They was like, hey, I know you guy. Then he says, best wishes to you and to the child. I have spoken. And he watches them take off. Mando had been worried the whole night that they had been working on the ship and even in the ship. He still tries to wake the still sleeping Yoda, but just as he is moseying on his way, Baby Yoda does wake with that familiar coo and that look that says, I'm hungry. I know that look. It's more like, what are we doing? But I'm also hungry. Y'all got, I mean, what do we, he does he only eat frogs? Maybe Mando should have captured him some frogs? Is he an equal opportunity eater? I just know babies like to chow, and I can't think that Yoda is any different. It'd be really funny if this is not Baby Yoda and his name is like Yarling or worse. This is Steve. Okay, you guys been calling the green guy Baby Yoda because that's all you know, but his real name is Steve. If you want to send feedback on the next episode of The Mandalorian, you can send that to blackgirlcouch@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment on this podcast. My social medias will be below. Remember to like, share, subscribe, and if you have time, run to iTunes and leave a review. This podcast, Black Girl Couch Reviews, can be found on Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes, and wherever else good podcasts can be found. Until the next time, peace, hair grease, and black girl magic.